Amira de Karemes in this week's parsha from the Balaturim. The Balaturim says that the pasuk says midayvad. In the beginning of the parsha, it says a kohen gets dressed midayvad with special measured begadim. The Balaturim brings a remez that midayvad is the same words that we use when we're talking about uniforms for a soldier, uniforms for an army. Zok the Balaturim that the big day kahuna were similar to begadim of an army, and that's why they looked like the there's a special pasuk by the Me'il. It says pisachra. It says that the Me'il was like an armor. It had like the top of it was like armor. That the big day kahuna looked like armor. Why, Zakta Balaturim? Because big day kahuna is a battle. Avodas Hashem is a milchama. There's a fight. And the male of the big day kahuna represented the soldiers and the armor that a soldier wears to protect himself by battle. Rabbi say we are in a milchama. There is a fight going on outside. There's a huge battle. It's between us and the Satan and the Malchamavis and the Yetzihar. It's the same thing. You think when a person goes back to sleep or he doesn't do what he's supposed to do, he's Rahman al-Islam losing the battle for Rahman al-Islam, someone that dies. Because the Malchamavis is the Yetzihar, is the Satan, is the same thing. When the Yetzihar tries to get us to do something, when we kill him and we knock him off, then we're saving another Yid's life. That's Rahman al-Islam fighting with the Malachim Avis that wants to stay alive. Rabbi say we are keeping Yidden alive when we fight with the Yetzirah and don't get shvach and don't lose the battle, Rahman al-Islam. There's a battle going on outside. We don't realize it. There's tanks, there's missiles, there's a battle. Klal Yisrael is fighting for survival, for Ruchni's survival, and for Gashmi's survival. The Yetzirah is fighting for survival. He doesn't want the Gula to come. If the Gula comes, he is dead, and he's fighting to the bitter end. And Abai say we have to fight him off. We're fighting a battle, midayvad. And the biggest chus that we can have is to have bitachin, to live with simcha, to realize that the Rebbeinu Shlom is in control, and the Yetzirah has no inherent control. He's only a malach. He's only a shliach from the Rebbeinu Shlom. And we're mevatel his kayach, and we say the Rebbeinu Shlom, who's the Avir Rachamim, is in control, and we serve the Rebbeinu Shlom with simcha, and with ma'aser nefesh to serve their Rebbeinu Shlom. We do difficult things. It's very difficult. The Rebbeinu Shlom is making it very difficult to learn to prepare for Pesach. He's making it very difficult that we should have schusim. We should be tough soldiers of the Rebbeinu Shlom. And that is what's going on outside of Abaisai. We should realize that there's a battle and you can't slack off on the battle. Abshinish and Pinkas used to say, a person sometimes comes and he says, listen, he's shvach, his Rosh Hashanah, there was a bacher, it was a story actually, a bacher came to him and said his Rosh Hashanah wasn't good, his Yom Kippur wasn't good, he came in the middle of Yom Kippur. Rabbi Shimshon Pinkas told him, Amar de Kazach, he said, when a soldier is fighting a battle and he gets hurt, Rechman Tzlan, he gets hit in the foot, he has to pick himself up and continue, there's a battle going on, you can't just drop, you have to pick yourself up and continue, even if a person has an afila, but there's a battle, and it's up to us to keep the battle going and fight off the Yetzirah. There's very few people that realize the message, and we could be the ones to realize the message. It's not Corona, it's the Yetzirah, it's the Malachim Avos, it's the Satan. He's fighting for his life, and we have to realize that we're the soldiers that are fighting him off. And in the Schus, that we have the Mesiras Nefesh, and we learn with Simcha. The main thing is to be the Simcha and to have Bitachon in the Rebbeinu Shlom and serve the Rebbeinu Shlom Gishmak, even when it's difficult. That Schus is going to give the final blow to the Yetzirah. And Bez Hashem are going to be Zoicha, B'mehei V'yameinu U'mola Ha'aretz, Deo Es Hashem, Kamayim L'yom Mechassim, Bila Amavas L'netzach, Eibishter's Bez Hashem going to show us the Yeshua's, B'karev, B'mehei V'yameinu, Amen V'yamein.